This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Now we are joined by Harry from This Plane. How are you doing, Harry?
Kia ora, good afternoon. I'm doing quite well, thank you very much.
Cool. And for the audience out here who might not have heard of some of your software, your projects, could you give a little bit of like a kind of rundown? I mean, This Plane is some very cool ambient and experimental stuff, but do you want to maybe talk a little bit about some music you've done, kind of getting to this point, and then what This Plane is as well?
Yeah, a synopsis, I guess. Mostly from Palmerston North, and Te Papa Aioia Pāmutana, and have been involved in lots of projects, probably things like First Move, and recording with some bands like Howget, Carbon Carb. I'm going to forget everyone the second that I'm trying to remember who I've done cool things with. Fowler released a cool album a little while ago, Pining Radiata recently, GTKB, lots of cool things that I'm very fortunate to have been asked to be a part of over time, basically I love hanging around and doing lots of live noisy guitar and electronic and anything that's noisy and live music based, pretty much. So that's kind of where I fit into the piece.
And then This Plane as a project, what's that?
This Plane kind of started, I guess the kaupapa was like it just, as many side projects do, it just didn't really fit anywhere. Like it was stuff that I was just working on and like kept catching my interest. And it just wouldn't fit into the projects or the collaborations that were going on. And it was like little songs or little bits of music or little recordings, you know, like the little demos and things that were happening. I talked to some of my friends about this quite a lot, about the concept of demo-itis, where you catch a really amazing demo and there's something about the quality of it that just doesn't, you know, it's kind of irreplicable. So if there's a kind of a sonic quality to something, or there's something to be appreciated about a particular recording, I tend to find that a lot with live music and live recorded things, that there's just this stuff that's inexplicable. The idiosyncrasies with it are just so amazing that I decided at a certain point that I just wanted to kind of just accept that and celebrate that stuff, and This Plane kind of became the home for all of those things for me, and made a nice little tidy place where I could just like throw things out there without much thought, which has been awesome, to be honest.
Cool.
Like, just kind of throwing off the shackles of like what you're meant to do, like promotion and release like timeframes, and playing traditional shows. Like if I do something and I like it, I just can just put stuff here.
Yeah, yeah.
Or go play or make some sounds under this moniker. So, yeah, awesome.
And you've been like, so you were located in Te Papa Aioia originally, but you've been traveling around overseas as well. Is this a project that's kind of followed you around, or is it something that, you know, being called This Plane, it feels related to Te Papa Aioia? Do you find yourself kind of creating when you happen to be back in the Manawatu, or?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's like it's easier to do it here because all the things and all the places and, you know, everything's set up to do it.
Is there a vibe too? Does it feel like you're back here?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, yeah, there's definitely a vibe, but but equally, like, you know, traveling in faraway places, I've caught many little bits of things, like little glancing moments where I've had a guitar in my hands, or there's just sort of found sounds as you do while you're wandering around, and those things have been highly influential. Like they might not have ended up being part of the final piece that you might hear, but like I think they play a hand in influencing whatever I'm working on, be it This Plane or be it other people's work, or what I'm thinking about and developing. So I kind of want to respect that stuff. Like it's kind of a funny thing to think about, I guess, but like even if they don't make it on a record. They do kind of make it on a record in a way, because mm-hmm. they're somehow part of the entire psyche and development of the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't, like, honestly, I can't remember exactly where all the sounds come from.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of these, some of them are very straightforward. Like, I'm doing something and I put a microphone up and it's great. Yeah. Others are a bit more convoluted than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because am I right that you did, like, a performance at Timanawa, the art gallery in Palmy, and did some ambient stuff there? Is that recorded?
So Fraser Williams and myself, when I was home in May, did a project under the moniker RTS, which is, it was like the two of us just performing live for a couple of hours.
Cool.
Sort of based on tape loops and celebrating analogness. Mm-hmm. And sort of responding to a beautiful portraiture, like a exhibition that was revisiting 50 years since, like, the first photographic exhibition, the first photographic exhibition in the country. So that was an amazing piece of work, and it was an awesome experience to get to perform amongst that and kind of respond to that and look at those pieces and look at how the meaning of them had transformed over time, and also, like, create a space to sort of be suspended in for that length of time. So managed to capture some of that and again suspend that on Bandcamp for people to listen to. So there's quite a long recording of that, but we've also got some other cool stuff in the works that we managed to capture one day up at Snails, the artist run space in Palmy.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we were both in the same place at the same time doing that, so yeah, that's quite exciting. Cool. Looking forward. That's currently getting mastered.
Cool.
For release, hopefully in the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, exciting. And because I kind of noticed with this project as well, you've got quite a lot of collaborating with people too. And does that, like, sort of reflect a natural interest in, like, do you find other people bring out some of these ideas, or have you got ideas that you bring to people? It sounds like it's all super organic.
Yeah, a bit of both. A bit of, like, I've got something and it's like, right, it's red hot in my mind and I want to go play with it. Like, it's all about drones and, like, analog feedback, or it might be all about how quiet can we play today?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. How close can I get the microphone to the cymbal?
Yeah.
So there's some crazy recordings that I want to get out at some point. I haven't quite done it, but Jono and I spent like 2 hours with a microphone about 5 millimeters on top of a cymbal.
Yeah.
And it's just like the wildest sound you've ever.
I was doing that the other day, just like making some random noise music, and I just ended up holding a cymbal right up to my ear and hitting it and being like, "Power up! This is the coolest sound of the world. Like, how do you send this out to people?"
The world of difference, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's just strange things happening and, like, resonating, and then also, like, the room, or, like, you know, just responding to the place that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So, responding to the piece of hardware that I've got. Like, I was lucky to get a tape machine back recently, and it brings with it a series of idiosyncrasies that just, like, beg to be played with and, like, kind of steer me in a direction whenever I'm playing with it. So, that's super fun to, like, sometimes I'll do the same thing for, like, 45 minutes with it, and you just, it will take you somewhere where you didn't begin. And that's it. That ends up being captured and becomes highly influential. So I like quite often, like, just going on the journey with someone.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And seeing what we get. So I was lucky, you know, a couple of weekends ago, my brother was like, "Let's go do something." So we did, and caught some of it and quite enjoyed what we heard. So we put that out. And then Jono and I have, Jono Galushka and I have done some stuff lately. And recorded that as well, and, you know, some of it's lo-fi, some of it's a bit more hi-fi. We just, however it turns out, and try and celebrate that.
So, because I was going to talk to you largely about this Tauihi release, but also, like, in the same, this last month, you also put out the Para Paru, which is with your sibling, right? Maybe I should even play a track from both of you, if you
For sure.
Have any particular in mind. But do you want to talk about those two particular releases?
Yeah, I mean, they're both kind of red hot because, like, I'm here and I've just been doing things because I was a little bit idle-handed last month, which is great for this, feeling quite prolific. And Tauihi just kind of found a nice flow and kind of struck me as a series of, like, almost like studies, like an artist... I don't know, like, kind of how an artist, like, studies the form
before
they paint the masterpiece or whatever. I don't think I'll ever paint a masterpiece. I just kind of I like fussing around with the textures. I don't know if I've got the patience for anything beyond that, so I'll just keep mucking around with that. So that's kind of like, it reminds me quite a lot of I don't know, I'm quite I've been always been into the environment and te tiao and the kind of the natural resonances that you find in that, and I definitely feel the influence of the wind and kind of like the feeling of flight, like being carried along and pushed around a bit, and then like gliding and seeing the way some birds take flight in this piece. So that kind of made a lot of sense to me. So you can kind of hear and feel the wind and the some of the excitement, and then also some of the gliding that goes on there. And then paru, it's more just an expression of I don't know, it's kind of like some of the way that my brother and I express our humour amongst ourselves, somewhat sanitised, but paru dirt, paru rubbish, that's kind of just us droning away, finding resonance between the two of us, which is a nice way to interact. Nice way to have a little bit of a moment of noisy calm amongst all the other things that go on in the world, like whānau and jobs and stress and all the rest of it, just for us to take the time to do some stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And to capture that, and just to have something that's actually, to me, has quite a lot of beauty within it. Maybe it's not as accessible on first listen, but I hear a lot of just in the harmonic, in the texture and the three-dimensionality of the sounds. Those things always capture my imagination and capture my interest. So yeah, those are the kind of things that start getting me really interested in a sound, and then from there often I just keep coming back around to it. So instead of coming back around to it and around to it, I've just tried to capture them and send them out and move on to the next one.
We love a little bit of uncomplimentary harmony on the Friends of Yours show. Definitely play a bit of kind of noise stuff, which can be a fun way to open up people's way of listening to music, which is cool. And it's probably, speaking of which, you're also coming down for Lines of Flight soon as well, which
we're going to
have
excited.
Some live tears and stuff involved for as well, and it'd be really fun. But is there anything that made you want to come to that? How did you hear about that festival?
Just word of mouth and over the last few years, and I mean, it just fits, resonates with all the sort of things that I'm interested in listening to, and the kind of spaces that I like seeing these things performed within. So and it just so happens that I decided to be in Aotearoa at the time, so it's a nice easy hop to get down to Otsuporti. And so that's the plan.
Cool.
So very fortunate that it was all lined up this year.
Really
stoked.
And so also before I let you go, you also have been have been over in the UK and doing a bit of music mahi there and around some creative spaces too. I was wondering if you could talk a bit, I know you were in Scotland for a bit, but about how some of those different places have compared, or some of the things you might have learned from them, or how maybe even communities and music are created in different ways.
I think the most the thing that has struck me the most is just how different, how similar but different it is, and how much more accessible music and creation feels in our country, and how if you take away the veneer of commercialism and strip that away, things just suddenly become everyone can do sport here, everyone can make music and art here, and that DIY mentality is that's awesome. But we also just we're so fortunate to have the space and the kind of the idea that anyone can get into things. And if you kind of get an idea in your head that you want to do something, it's quite we're fortunate that there are ways and means to pursue that. Whereas I feel like there's a real level of gatekeeping that exists and needs to be broken down, from what I've seen in Scotland.
Yeah.
And Scotland's quite a forgiving and welcoming place,
mm-hmm.
As far as I can tell. But it just, you know, there just does seem to be such a big barrier to entry.
Mm.
And, you know, just sort of looking through the lenses of my friends and their experiences trying to get into things,
mm-hmm.
and creative spaces, like not just music spaces, but other creative spaces, mm-hmm. and other creative work and creative expression. So just makes me aware of how fortunate we are, and like just also makes me want to take every opportunity while I'm home,
mm-hmm.
to just engage in it and like just continue to do things and make things and explore them.
Mm. So, yeah, yeah. Well, that makes me think about how maybe it's like a grass is always greener kind of mentality, but I've often heard people talk about, I mean, I notice it in Ireland, but to some extent Scotland, mm. that there is actually more live music happening at like pubs in particular. Pubs probably the ones that stand out. Obviously Ireland has the whole gig culture down, and that people, there is a, I would say, well, from what I've seen and what I've heard, like a pretty democratic way for people to go and perform.
Mm.
But then, yeah, it's interesting, I suppose, that I know that it'll always be two sides to literally every coin in every country, and we can't just talk our way to say one's better or one's worse. But it's interesting to know those differences in New Zealand's approach.
The example I would give is some friends of mine are prolific musicians in, you know, from Aotearoa who've moved to Scotland, and where, you know, if they started a band in here, you know, they could book a show and perform pretty much as soon as they said that we're a band.
And there,
you know, they have to fight tooth and nail to be booked, to perform, and, you know, have to convince a promoter that they're worth being promoted. Which is an interesting exercise and quite a turn of circumstances for people who are so, like, steeped in, like, mana in New Zealand.
So
it's interesting.
I definitely feel like I've heard about that a bit with, like, and experienced it a little bit with booking shows and tours in Europe. Like, you just don't get responses, whereas like booking shows and tours, obviously in Aotearoa, but even in like Aussie and Japan and Korea, people are like absolutely stoked to respond. They're like, heck yeah, there's an artist from New Zealand or something. But maybe there's that there's an interesting different levels of gatekeeping, and maybe from the population density of Europe and artists around and stuff.
Yeah, I think certainly there is an access to so much more stuff, like, you know, so many more things come through, irony being that I'm often too busy to go see it, you know, which is a shame. But equally I find it harder sometimes to access the kind of like noise art and kind of rougher earlier stage edges, or like, you know, the kind of less polished edges.
Mm-hmm.
Which I find quite easy to find here. So,
cool.
Kind of just a few thoughts that I've kind of, you know, formed up over the last year or two.
Yeah, no, super interesting for sure. And so what's the sort of future of some like music-y stuff looking like for you at the moment? Like, have you got plans for this project? Have you got plans for other projects? Like, I know, like, First Move as a band, we get to hear a bit of on the radio here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got any other stuff you're thinking about?
Yeah, next year's probably going to be a busy year.
Cool.
But nothing super solid yet, just like booking some shows.
Cool.
And probably some noisy stuff, and probably some band stuff.
Cool.
Band stuff probably later in the year, to be honest.
But, and maybe see you in Otipoti?
I'm hoping. Fraser and I are looking at booking some spaces. We're looking for beautiful spaces to perform in.
Cool.
We don't need a PA, which is a bonus for this stuff. No drum kits required either. So if you or anyone out there listening would like to have some long-form ambient music into your space sometime in the middle of next year, let us know.
Sick.
We'd love to come visit. We're looking at coming around the country and playing. We were chatting today, actually, about, like, I don't know, like Tai Hapia and some of the more interesting spaces.
Barrytown Wall.
these kind of interesting outliers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and some other of the institutions like Snails and Perma Club and, you know, Audio Foundation that also would be wonderful places to play. But yes, for sure.
Sounds cool.
Be very cool to be down there performing, which is kind of the plan.
All right, I'm going to chuck on, I think, track 1 and 2 from Tauihi, and then also, should I do Para or Paru?
Paru.
Sweet.
Alright, sick.
Cool, I'll check them on, and yeah, thanks so much for coming on. Oh, you also sent through some requests, and I actually will play some of them afterwards as well.
Awesome.
But unfortunately, I don't have all the time to keep talking about it, because we got Andrew from Or / previously of Die 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 on in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, awesome. But yeah, kia ora to Andrew for me as well.
Will do, and great to chat to you.
Yeah, thanks heaps for having me. Don't feel like you need to play all those requests. I just sent through heaps.
That's great. It's great.
Help filter some out. Anyway,
Cool. Thank you so much. That was Harry there from This Plane. And now we're going to run you through This Plane tracks Tauihi 1 and 2. They are just called 1 and 2. Much like the rest of the album, going all the way up to the number 7. So here is 1 and then 2. Let's see how they flow together. Should be cool.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.